Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
That I've always said that I started that sentence with that because we were in the middle of a conversation before the little thing played. And then all of a sudden my inexperience at broadcasting kicked in.
Yeah.
And I just continued the sentence. But something that I've always wanted to see, I'm not a fan of outtakes that much or bloopers. Like when the movie is going off and the final credits are rolling and they show bloopers and stuff. I never have been really entertained by that too much, but I would love to see that for television shows and movies that are very dramatic and these thrillers and stuff like that, where let's say there's a really intense scene with the serial killer about to dismember somebody. Mm-hmm. And then he blows a line and starts laughing. You know, yeah. I think that would be fun. And I always wanted to see bloopers like that from the guys that were in the cartel on Ozark. Mm-hmm. Have the leader of the cartel bust out laughing while he's doing a scene with Jason Bateman. And then they start joking around with each other.
It's so intense.
And I believe Dave Chappelle had a sketch where it was, he was pretending like the bloopers from the show Roots.
Oh yeah.
They started, you know, the slave owners and the slaves, you know, they were torturing the slaves. And then they'd say, break character and go, man, you're getting a little too close to that whip. and then they'd start laughing and joking around with each other.
Yeah.
I think the it was so funny.
The more dramatic the show is.
Yeah.
And the more intense, the funnier bloopers would be, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
because we know when you see Jerry Seinfeld cracking up in that scene where Kramer comes in the room and he's been in his apartment smoking cigars for days and his face is all, you know, wrinkly and brown and everything, and Jerry keeps laughing, he can't finish the scene. Yeah. That's one thing.
Yeah,
but to see like this guy that was one of the twins on Breaking Bad, those assassins that never talked, and they were just the meanest, most vicious killers.
Yeah.
And to see him on his Instagram account going around to a barbecue joint and doing commercials and laughing and stuff like that, it's just funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
But they were also, that those same characters were on Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's been playing that character for years now, and I don't know that he's played any other characters.
I haven't seen him in a lot of other stuff.
I mean, he's out.
Like his thing.
Yeah, he's out at Jerry Wayne's barbecue on Highway 21,
putting on that suit again. Yeah it's like.
Yeah.
But it's so weird to see him laugh.
Yeah, it'd be like seeing Hannibal Lecter laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like when he's doing his little spiel.
Right.
It would be weird.
Mm-hmm. And I bet there are good bloopers from Silence of the Lambs.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Mm. A great big fat person. I'm just kidding.
I don't know where I came up with that. Can I leave that in? Should I do that?
Can we try ad-libbing a little bit? I got an idea I'd like to try out.
Oh, wait. Was she a great lion?
Was she a great big fat person?
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that would make me like it even more because I don't like scary things now, especially if I'm home alone or whatever. So that would make me enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You're right.
But I've seen that guy that played
the
Buffalo Bob or Bill or whatever his name was in so many things.
Yeah.
And it's weird. The first time I saw him was, I went back and, you know, it was when I remembered my mom telling me when the show was new and it was current that it was a good show. And I was just looking for something one day and I saw a trailer for Monk, that show.
Oh, yeah,
Monk,
yeah.
It was on USA sure. Network. And he played Monk's boss. And that's the first time I had seen him in anything since Silence of the Lambs. And I kept going, God, where is, I know his voice. Yeah. I know that voice. And I finally hit it. Cause I've always prided myself on being able to do that, to name other things that the actor has been in. It's a fun game. My mom always played that with me. Go, where else have you seen him? Mm-hmm. And then I tried, and I did it with my kids and all that. So yesterday I was kicking myself, and this happened during the serious news talk show that I was filling in for the host. I was, during one of the commercial breaks, I was scrolling my phone and found out that the guy that plays the villain, the old bald guy on White Lotus, played Uncle Rico on Napoleon Dynamite. He was Uncle Rico.
Really?
Yeah. And that just blew my mind. Yeah. It's crazy.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Uncle Rico. You see him, you're like,
though.
Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a great character in Napoleon Dynamite, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what my kids have always been good at, though, the little games? Watching an animated show and being able to tell whose voice something is. And not necessarily if it's a famous person, but to hear the voice and say, wait a minute, was that the guy that played on, you know, whatever, Everybody Loves Raymond, or, you know, those types of things? Because I always, you know, we always put old shows to test them out on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It beats reading, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Keeps their mind still working, you know?
They do love cramming celebrities in those animated movies, and that's the way to promote the movie, obviously. Yeah. But they've got Rihanna in the new Smurfs movie, and it's just like her voice does not translate. You realize like what voice actors have to do to be a good cartoon character. And she's just like, hey, everybody, I'm Smurfette. And it's like, okay, yeah, no, you're just Rihanna.
Yeah.
You're not any different.
And she's not real bright.
My kids love a movie called Home, and she's the main character, the voice of the main character.
Oh, really?
Rihanna is?
Yeah. Hmm. And it's weird, to say the least.
And maybe she is good. I didn't know she had experience doing it. But when I saw this little trailer, I was like, oh, she doesn't sound like she'd be a good Smurf. No.
I can't remember his name right now. The one that played Fez on that 70s show. What's his name?
Wilmer Valderrama.
Wilmer Valderrama. He was good as a voice guy for Handy Manny, the animated show Handy Manny.
Yeah.
That's right.
But they always typecast him, though. I mean, he always plays the part of a dark, complected Hispanic guy. Mm-hmm. It's like he needs to, you know, spread out his acting chops a little bit.
Yeah.
Spread your wings.
Right.
Spread those wings.
Go play the, lead of a polka band or something.
Yeah.
Stretch yourself.
Yeah.
A German guy.
Mm-hmm. And then I used to hate that they called him Fez on that 70s show, because they should have called him Fess instead of Fez, because Fess, it stood for, the nickname was Foreign Exchange Student. So it was an acronym
for
Foreign Exchange Student.
Oh. I didn't
know that.
Yeah, so they should have been calling him Fess.
Yeah, that would make way more sense.
Like when people say Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not Zand, it's Sand. Ask her.
Yeah,
she'll be glad to tell you.
I bet she would.
Uppity ass.
Yeah. People love some Barbara Streisand. Her memoir came out last year. It was like 900 pages or something. I'm like, can you imagine reading a 900-page book about the life of Barbara Streisand?
Well,
what?
Yeah, you're right, though. A lot of people absolutely love her, but nobody loves Barbara Streisand as much as Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Gosh, she's insufferable. Just, can't stand her. Mm-hmm.
Do you like her music? I don't know a thing about Barbara Streisand.
There are a few songs I like of hers, but not the ones that most people would give her credit for being so beautiful and all of that. Like, she did one song with Barry Gibb, you know, the one of the Bee Gees. Yeah. It was really good. And she also did the theme song for a movie that she starred in with Ryan O'Neal. It's called Main Event. And so she has a song called The Main Event, and it's pretty good. It's up-tempo. It's give me swingy. Give me a C. Give me a bouncy C. Give me a
bouncy.
But other than that, I'm not sitting around listening to – just like Adele. I don't like Adele's music.
I know you say that. That's crazy to me.
I mean, she's got a good voice and all that. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it.
You got to be in the mood to brood when you listen to that.
Is it because of her personality or just the sad lyric? You just don't want to hear.
It's just not my type of music that I want to. I can appreciate how good her voice is and all. It's like Josh Groban. I can appreciate how good his voice is.
Yeah.
But I can only listen to one song every 6 months or so.
How could you?
And it's at Christmas and the one Christmas song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that other one, You Lift Me Up. That's a good one.
On occasion, like on the rare occasion that hits me that I want, because never would I want to hear that casually. Mm-hmm. That's why I was so surprised when Rob was like, I would go see Kelly Clarkson in concert. I like some of the Kelly Clarkson songs. I know she has a great voice. Do I want to go see her in concert? Hell no.
I would.
Would you really?
Yeah, I love Kelly Clarkson. Like, I think Kelly Clarkson is probably one of the top five female vocalists in America today.
Yeah, I think she's a great vocalist, but do you want to hear Kelly Clarkson songs?
Yeah, because they're not going to be all Kelly Clarkson songs. Because she does a version of Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman that is incredible.
She
does everybody else's songs on her show. So I bet she would do a lot of that.
I would want a lot of covers.
Because my daughter sings, and she said one of the words, she goes by that. I guess it was something that went around. I don't know. That it's true that if you're a musical artist and you wake up and you hear Kelly Clarkson has remade one of your songs or done it on her show, you're like, oh, damn.
It's her song.
Now I can't. Yeah. Now I can't compete with that.
Yeah.
It's ruined.
Yeah. They say that it's about her and Miley Cyrus. But I don't think the two of them are compatible. Now, Miley Cyrus is a good singer, great, but not on Kelly Clarkson's level.
Mm-mm. What are you saying, TJ? I think I'm pretty damn good.
not even close on the same level
If you're going to rank female singers who are quickest to get out of their damn bra, it's me, Miley.
I'm just being Miley.
All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
More Extra Funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Everybody knows I like not just crime documentaries, but I like crime stories as well. If they're, other than just, somebody got killed or somebody broke into a stove or something. I like crimes that are different. And one of my favorite types of crime is when somebody has been caught practicing medicine or dentistry without a license.
Yeah.
I love those stories.
I love it.
I love it. Let's see. Where did it go? Okay. This is that's right. It was Long Island. They arrested a woman accused of working as a fake dentist for 8 years.
Mm-mm.
She had a whole setup in her house. And now I have a damn ad that won't go away.
I hate that.
Okay, there it is. I mean, why do they want to do that to me when I'm trying to read their stuff for free that you're supposed to subscribe to? God. They were tipped off to the 55-year-old Yolani Mejia Carranza by three patients. One of the patients told police they're suffering from nerve damage and facial paralysis.
Yikes.
And the police said they got in there and she had a full dentist's office, full functioning dentist's office. And she didn't have Novocaine or any of that kind of stuff. But she was just giving people like something to deaden whatever, but doing things like root canals and fillings and stuff with no anesthesia at all. No painkillers. No one was getting, the anesthesia for complex dental procedures, and that she was a full service dentist.
She did it all.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And it just goes back to there's nobody, and I don't care because it says that she was targeting Hispanic and low income people in the neighborhood and all that, but nobody went in there. I don't care. If it's your first day on American soil, you know that if somebody has a dentist chair set up in their house in a regular neighborhood, that it's not a licensed dentist.
Of course.
That's the thing. Who's going there? You're the idiot. Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if they're not idiots, but they do know that's all they can afford, or they don't want to go to a dentist where they think they may be outed as being an illegal alien or any of that kind of stuff. I get, but I'm just saying that you know you're taking the chance.
Yeah.
Well, and look, you're not walking in. Did I just freeze?
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry. You're good.
You're not walking in to a fancy mansion situation with a clean side. This place isn't clean. You know it.
No, it's a modest little house in a working class neighborhood. They interviewed one of the neighbors and he said, you know, it's so weird to come home from work and I got 15 cop cars next door.
I bet.
But he didn't say, I had no idea that she was running a dentist office out of there.
He heard that grilling.
He's right next door and there's no way he didn't know. But I mean, he didn't have anything to do with it.
No, of course.
But he's like, I had no idea what the cops were doing here.
Yeah. But all those people walking out of the house with, you know, a mouth full of gauze, it should tip you off a little bit.
You see her going outside and emptying buckets of blood and teeth in the drain of the street.
Exactly.
God. Hey. I could see maybe going somewhere for a cleaning like that. Okay. But if you got major dental work.
But see, I'm thinking that's the only reason you would go to a dentist if you had no money and you were not a legal citizen or legal green card holder or whatever, is if it would have to be major to get you to go to the dentist.
Yeah. Wow. But it is scary. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
The dentist is scary. The real dentist is even scary. So can you imagine?
A little at-home dentistry.
How'd she do it for 8 years without anybody reporting her? If this lady hadn't had a bad experience, that one patient, nobody would know about it yet.
Yeah, she just narked on her.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if she was kind of talented in the field and this was the only mess up she had.
Maybe she could make the pain go away by, you come in there with a little bit of a toothache and she pulls it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I know how to pull teeth.
It's all cash in hand. And she's definitely getting references from people that have already been there. That's how she grows her client. It's like when the mob had mob doctors that could come get a bullet out of you in the basement of the, the warehouse, stitch you up. Yeah. It's kind of that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Or what show was it that there was a veterinarian that they knew on the down low that could take bullets out of people?
Really?
Yeah. I forgot what that was. But
essentially the same thing. They're not licensed to practice what they're practicing.
Like if the only doctor that you can go to is a veterinarian surgeon, wouldn't you do that? If you got a bullet in you?
If a dog gets shot, they're going to do the same thing. I mean, it's a little different, but not that much. I can't imagine.
Dentistry seems worse to me for some reason.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is there a worse form of practice in the medical field other than, you wouldn't want to be doing heart surgery? I mean, obviously that's going to be worse.
facelifts.
But regular medical procedures and stuff. Is dentistry the worst?
Probably.
Dentistry or like mommy makeover type situations. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facelifts.
Advanced cosmetic procedures going on.
Yeah.
I think Cardi B was one that she said she got her injections, her butt injections in somebody's basement in like Jamaica, mm-hmm. Queens.
Yeah.
You know, BBL?
I forget what she called it, but I know she said something about her butt and it was done in somebody's basement in Queens.
Which is actually the most dangerous cosmetic procedure.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the majority of the people that get it botched pass away.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I mean,
but can you imagine, and everybody's had to have some sort of an injection or shot in their butt, and how sore that gets sometimes depending on what kind of medicine it was that you had to get. So that little bit of soreness that hurts and it's uncomfortable when you sit down or when you roll over in bed, imagine the discomfort after even a successful butt implant surgery or something like that.
Yeah. You just can't imagine.
How do they even see it?
I don't know.
I follow a girl that had it done. And I mean, I don't know this person. I just follow her on Instagram. And she laid face down in the bed for weeks. Ugh. I mean, that people would just wait on her hand, you know.
For a butt surgery.
Big old ass.
See, I don't like that. I never have liked that look. A fake ass.
As big as I can get it, man. Yeah. You know, like.
I know you do. I know you like a big one.
Skinny, tight waist, big butt.
Yeah.
Go crazy. I mean, I want it to look insane.
Mm.
Love that.
Almost alien-like.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
See, I don't. I want skin and bones with fake boobs.
That's right.
Like the biggest old pair of fake boobs you can put on them. Tiny, skinny.
Nothing.
Big old fake ones.
That's right. Like a golf flag.
Look like damn beach ball.
All right. I think I'm out of this.
I mean, like you can count their ribs.
Oh, God.
And they got them big. Look good like luck. I can't even carry them.
Might tip over at any moment. Yeah.
So you would never do that procedure, Lindsay? I mean, I know you do a lot of procedures. You ain't scared of them, but.
No, I'm not scared, but I am scared of that one. I would never do that.
No, she's a dud. No fun.
Yeah.
She's really no
You're
fun.
Not fun.
Ask my wife if she would ever do that. She goes, I don't even understand it. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to get rid of this fat ass.
Yeah.
My fat butt.
Yeah, I already can't fit into my jeans. I don't need any more help.
God, she'll look at me and go, do I look like a big cow in this? Like,
a big cow. Yeah, you
a
did.
A big cow.
Mm-hmm. You look like she's a big cow.
No, not a big cow. A moo cow. That's what she always says. Like she thinks she's talking to a preschooler.
Yeah.
A moo cow. Do I look like a moo cow in this? No, you look more like a cow. Do I look like an oink pig in this? What do you see and say?
Yeah, come on. What is this?
See and say.
Like a moo cow.
The cow goes.
What about an oink pig?
Do I look like a chirp bird?
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.